Dr. Schneer dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Jack White on 225/25. Mr. White performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient's in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal. Paragraph normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Monica DeDominicis, DeDominicis. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 225/25, Mrs. DeDominicis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/29/24. There's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Shelby Bryan. This goes to the VA on 225/25. Mrs. Bryan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Mr. Bryan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with minimal airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was one period. It was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was slightly less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, the airways obstruction reversed to normal, leaving the patient with a mild degree of forced vital capacity reduction period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/16/24, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph compression. Minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Robert Carls. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 225/25, Mr. Carls performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was no change in the forced vital capacity with minimal improvement in airflow period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/7/24, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression. Severe restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change period. Thank you.